The Saga of Sarita. We need to tell when you get well, so take these pills and stay in bed. But I don't believe in pills, I said. What will I gain if I kill all this pain? Pain is an old acquaintance of mine, who frequently visits to just pass the time. With no announcement, he'll just flounce in. But now I am used to his evil old ways, and simply ignore him, except on damp days. For I knew a few whose friendship he grew, but friendship with him leads only to fear, and when he gets near, you just can't think clear. I once knew a girl, and her life was a whirl, for she gave him gifts like needles and knives, which he often would use to take people's lives. But left on her own, she was never alone, for he gave her badges of loss and despair that she stuck in her arms until they lay bare. With a clench of her fist, they'd appear on her wrist, then spread up her arms till they both looked the same. Her friend Pain was loyal, more than me, to my shame. When she wasn't well, I would have to break down, with panic and yell, the old bathroom door, to find her poor shell stuck flat on the floor. I'd slide and I'd slip where her blood would drip, just wrapping loo rolls all round her gashes, as her lifeblood pumped out through scarlet slashes. As I would stumble, the roll would fumble onto the floor where its virginal white soaked up her life neath the pale naked light. She'd wake up next day feeling ever so gay, but never sought help with a suicide bid, for fear she'd be wired to the national grid. They took her kids in the end, for they just couldn't fend, but they never got her, for her friend Mr. Payne paid a visit one night in the dark and the rain. She felt so alone that she followed him home. She now slips my mind till I see poppies wilt, then my vision blurs up with shame and with guilt. To Sarita, wherever she may be.